Okay, so, I wanted, let's get started. I walked in here a little bit, what's the word? Humble. I'm so excited about all my braces. And unfortunately, not all of them are not true, but at least one of them. I'm so excited, finally I got to halachic nafkamina. Finally, I got to the halachic nafkamina, shtir b'chal achila, which way to go, post versus potentially rashi, as whether you're not even mitzvah for other people, and post versus the Rambam, I thought, and I realized that I made a mistake in the Rambam, and the Rambam was quoting the Gemara, and it's the whole thing's wrong. The Chakir is right, and we said the 2 days of post, I think, is right, Rashi versus the Meiri, I think, is right, I think Rashi versus Tosfos and Chulin, I think, is right. However, the Sugya Bracha, share with you the entire picture in brachos. I'll fix the small little thing. I think the love is correct, but the halakhic application is incorrect. And then I'll share with you hopefully an afternoon or two, which are, I think, correct, and definitely halakhic. So we will end up with halakhic. Now, to me, it's just not what we had yesterday. The Gemara Bracha Daf Mem Ches says as follows. Yanai Hamela said to his wife, you know, I need someone to bench for me. And since he had killed all the Chachamim, he was a murderous king, there was no one left to bench for him. So his wife said, I'll get you somebody, but you got to promise not to kill him. He said, deal. So she brought her brother. You can see why she didn't have that promise. And Shimon ben Shetach came along and was like, bench for us, please. It's funny, the religious hypocrisy. One has no problem or shame killing all the Chachamim, but insists on benching properly. These days, there's different elements of Ben Adam Malka. People have, you know, very strong Hakpadu Samu, Ben Adam Chavera. Not actually a cock of killing, but preserving Malabinus Ben Chavera. In any event, the sociological point is noted. In any event, Shimon Shatach then says, like, how am I supposed to bench? I don't have anything. So he drank a glass of wine or whatever he drank, and then he benched on the next one. He was mostly them. And that was that then. Shimon Shatach, you bench for them. You didn't eat any bread. How could you bench them? All you had is a glass of wine. And here's the part that's relevant. They say, you can be mitzaref if you don't eat bread. You can be mitzaref if you eat or drink, but you cannot lead benching. And he passed it differently from the Chachamim, apparently. It's Machlokes Tanoim. But we follow the Chachamim, which allow you to be mitzaref, even if you are a minority and you only drink. So therefore, what I said yesterday in the Rambam couldn't be true because it's against the Gemara. But if you read the Rambam carefully, it's just not true. The Rambam might just need to be mitzvahed here, which is brine, fish juice itself. And therefore, everyone agrees, shtia can be mitzvahed. If you look at post, why is it mitzvahed? We pointed out yesterday, because of, feel free to fill in the blanks out, shtia b'chlal achila. Rashi doesn't mention it. I would even suggest that Rashi doesn't believe it's an example of shtia b'chlal achila. Why then can you be mitzaret? Not because shtia is b'chlal achila, but rather because shtia alone creates a tzira. Not because it's achila. There are two independent things that create a tzira: shtia or achila. Not that shtia is achila and therefore it's mitzaret. Shtia is separate from achila. And not mitzvah, but Torah tachila, but mitzvah by itself. Just to further support this idea that it doesn't have to, tzirus does not depend upon achila, and it's because many Rishonim believe that if a person eats vegetables, he can be mitzvah for 10, but not mitzvah for 3. You see from there that achila isn't the critical variable in determining whether or not you can be mitzvah. And therefore, maybe shtia can be mitzvah, even though it's not b'chlal achila in the halachic sense. All it is Zerum Dazat, as we pointed out in Rashi yesterday. And therefore, that's a correction, both in the Rambam as well as in Nafka Mina to yesterday. So far, some of the things we have two ways of learning the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, two ways of learning the Mishnah on Hey, Aleph, Rashi versus Miri, 2 days in Tosfos on I am Bavum Beis. How to read the Gemara in Shvuot. A Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Chulim and the potential Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Brachos and still no halachic nafkaminas. Here comes two. What is something that Eli suggested to me? And I looked it up. I remember there was a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the following case. Let's say, background information, the person has a chetzi zayis of an apple and a chetzi zayis of steak. Can you be mitzvah to make a brain of fasho? The answer is yes. Not only that, even if you have a chetzi zayis of cake, which is a mizona from a chetzi zayis of apple, you can be mitzvah.
So which
one is it? Even if to make brain of fasho, cake is a mizona. You have a chetzi zayis, that a chetzi zayis of steak. That's a mitzvah to make a brain of fasho. Not only cake, even a hamotzi, if you have a half a very small sandwich. A chetzi zayis of bread and a chetzi zayis of salami inside your sandwich, a brain of fasho. So it's a mitzvah to a kizayis. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say a person has a chetzi zayis of apple juice, apple cider, soda, whatever it is, and a chetzi zayis of steak. Would you be mitzvah that to be a kizayis? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. And the little note right there in the Mishnah Berurah, Timon Reish Yud. Quote, there's a Shara HaTzion there, and the Shara HaTzion is just cut in head, right? It's Simon, Shulchan Aruch, Reish, Yud. And the Shara HaTzion, Simon, just cut in hay. Quote there, some Achronim, the Prima Gadim is one of them. The other one is someone like the Mechamed Moshe. I don't know who he is. No, I'm not. I don't know. Some other Achronim. And they write, it's really a suffix. If you can combine Achila and Shpia to do what? To be mitzaris, a shear for brain of fascia. What might that shayla depend upon? Our achila. Is achila, bechlal achila, is achila, achila, bechlal achila, rather, taken literally, the most literal halachic sense, there are parallel maisim, the pa'ulos are one of the same, in which case, of course, they can be mitzaris. Or not, achila does not necessarily put shea in halachic sense. Vernacular things, whom the Zaf, as you pointed out, potentially in Rashi. Then he said, maybe you should bring a riot from now, our Mishnah, that Achilah Shtir, not Mitzvah, by Yom Kippur. He said, no, you can't bring a riot from there, why not? Because maybe it's a different thing of Yisubei Gaita, and therefore the same true ways we learned the Mishnah are exactly the same two ways the Prima Gadim learned the Mishnah, and the Nafka Nina Lachara would be whether Achilah and Shtir can be Mitzvah elsewhere. It is fundamentally that it can't be mitzvah, but just technically. If it's just technically, remove the technical concern, and you have a great nap community. Rabbi had read that Mishnah. Why can Achilah and Shia not be mitzvah? Because Achilah and Shia fundamentally different things, the way Rashi would potentially learn, or are they fundamentally the same way most of the day of Tosfos at the first day, and then the Eri would learn? They are fundamentally the same thing, just technically. I know Kippur is different, and that's exactly what the Prima Gadim said. And therefore, potentially, Eli Wolfach Nafkanina, Rosh Hashanah, was found to be a god, because it's a very good Nafkanina to the Shaitan. I love the Lamech. There is a second potential Nafkanina, yeah.
What was the other two ways of becoming Krishna?
Why can Achila and Shia not be combined to create a Shia, I don't care, but why are they not in Paris? Is it fundamentally Achila and Shia are different things? And what does it mean Achila and Shia? What does it mean Shia and Achila? Oh, there's not something like that. Or is it, no, they're fundamentally the same, but Yom Kippur, for some technical reason, they can't, i.e., it's the way they say, but go back home, that's cool, they wouldn't have to be able to be mitzvahed together. That's the stuff of the Prima Gadim, that's the stuff of the Chemin Moshe and the Chorah, that's proof for Abdullah, good Nafkami and Farashan. We have mentioned the Nafkami in terms of Halachic Nafkami, that's number one. We have mentioned another one yesterday, briefly, what is the shear, how long does one have to eat? How long does one have to drink? We pointed out that was not supposed to be shown. If it's open to Achilas Rav, it's open to Shtiyas Vidiyas. That may depend upon other things as well, but one of the things that may depend upon is the Shiloh, which should be a literally Machalachi, whether or not, therefore, we have one very good Halachi Nafkamina and a potential second one.
Here comes the potential
third. What is the shear of Shtiyah that is Machayat? How much does one have to drink? So Rav Rishon, I would assume, holds it's a shear or a beer. And even if you hold them ma'isim or parallel, like the beer you talk to men, the shear is mamash b'chlav achila, they're one and the same, still it could be the shear is different. However, the Rambam in several places indicates that the shear of drinking, that's
The truth is, the Rambam,
in some other places, indicates the sheer Rabbis. Let's just make a list of what the Rambam says. We'll try our best to make heads or tails out of anything. You want to know? Hold on 1 second. I'll get back to the Rambam. A third potential nafkamina before the Rambam will be potential for you. Sorry about the order. If a person drinks wine, how much wine does one need to drink in order to be mechayev achron? A rabbis, that's one possibility. Alternatively, the one can suggest a kezayis. That's a machlokas we're showing. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, Teregim Halachmi and Beit. Anyone's talking about salvation? The Rishi Matshir, if you quote this inside, in Hilchos and Mesech and Shvuos and Daf of Beit and Beit. Rabbi Salvechik says the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Paragim Halachi Yadal, says it's how much? A Revi'it. However, the Shulchan Aruch says how much does one need to drink? It's Simin Ratio, it's Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a Kizayit. What might that Shaila depend upon? Again, what do we mean when we say Shtia Bechlal Achila? According to the Rambam, it could be. It's a sheer revius. Maybe one would argue it's real shtia, but again, we'll see what the Rambam says. We'll get to the Rambam in a few minutes. We salvation got a hole you throw in the Rambam. But according to Shulchan Aruch, it's a sheer kizayis. Maybe because shtia is namish b'chal achila, and that's why it ends up with a sheer kizayis. No, this is how much one needs to make a bracha achron. A kizayis or a revius. So again, depends on if it's food or kizayis. If it's a drink, a revius, arguably that's an afkamina. Although Tumi points out correctly, just because it's a revius doesn't necessarily mean it's not a policy. Because again, there may be a belief, it still may be some room for Shia to have its own independence in terms of Shiurim. Okay. Then you have the Rambam. The Rambam has his spouse. By Nazirim, how much wine does Nazir have to drink? Stick with me over here, you with me? How much does a nazir have to drink in order to violate a law? What's the shear? Repeat. How much dumb blood does one have to drink in order to violate a law? A kizai. How many chavis does one have to drink to violate a law of eating chavis on Pesach? A kizayis. How much truma does one have to eat? Is that a color to violate the law? Kizayis. How much ma'aser sheni does one have to eat before he gets to Yerushalayim to violate the law of eating ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim? A revi'it. And therefore, by salvation, with puzzles, why would one suggest, no? Some place kizayis, some place revi'it. Either can always revi'it because shiurim are different or because of the nun and that. Or then maybe mamash always a kizayis and there is no shir revius, or at least by, I don't know exactly what. But what's with this back and forth? What's with the, disparity? Why have sometimes the shir being exact, some of the shir being? So the Salvation suggests, which I think is a very clever theory, yes, the kasha is, what's the theory? Yeah? Correct. Sometimes the Torah answers Achila, that just includes drink. And sometimes it's program after Achila, after drinking, Shtia. Therefore, the Torah never asked Shtia, it asked Achila, it happens to be down to liquid. The Torah never asked Shtia, it asked Achila, it happens to be coming to the liquid. The Torah never asked Shtia, it asked Achila, it happens to be sometimes stream to liquid. However, when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni and Nazirus, the Torah may have taka asered the pe'ula of Shtia. And Rabbi Salvechik says, okay, that's very theoretical. Yes, that you can answer anything. That alone is a nice theory. Is there any support that this is true? Or furthermore, where did the Rambam get this from? Where did the Rambam figure out how the Torah asered what? Rabbi Salvechik discusses that a little bit and says, since the pasuk by Nazir, it tells you there's one thing of one isra of shtiyat yayin, and there's another isra of achilas anavim, you get the impression that it's two different things. It's shtiyat. Same thing by Meister Shane, you get the impression that there's one thing of eating, Dagon and Yitzharacha, but there's that thing of Tirosh. Tiroshka is something different. Chamru is something different, and therefore maybe that's how the Salvation got its theory. I'm sorry, that's how the Salvation argues how the Rambam got its theory, depends upon how the Torah answered it, and that would be reflected perfectly of what the Shir is. Then Rabbi Salvation says, if this whole thing is true, that sometimes the Torah answers Shtiyah B'Torah Shtiyah, and sometimes it answers the B'Torah Kachila. So before I get to the hash on this chat, where would the Rambam go? What's the answer?
Somewhere in the middle, the Rambam can read that what?
Sometimes Shtiyah is Mavish Achila. Exactly. The Torah after the Torah Kachila, and the Shir is the Kedai. Sometimes no. Shtiyah is really not Bechlal Achila. It's not fundamentally Bechlal Achila. It's really Shtiyah. Where is it really Shtiyah? Again, Meister Shani and his theory. If this is true, as Elisha says, it's a tremendous problem with this whole theory in the Rambam. Although the theory is nice to solve the Rambam, there's a problem with the Gemara, which is? Kasha Belin against me during Shir turns out to be Salvation's own Kasha, which is what? Yeah. How in the world can you learn out the principle of Shtiyah Bechlal Achila from Nizirut when the way the Salvation explains the Rambam is that Nizirut is a example where the Torah answered Shtiyah, the Torah Shtiyah, not the Torah Achila. L'chor, you can't learn a binyan af from the exception to the rule. You got to learn it from the rule. And therefore, the Salvation says in his paper over here, Rishi Mashiach of Tzarech Yehudah, he has 7 million. Either the Mahalik is wrong in the Rambam, or he's just the Mahalik is right, but then Tasha is too strong to answer. Somehow, it's shocking, and Mahalik builds a bunch of stronger. It's shocking that Shtiyah B'Chlal Achila is learned out from the time where Shtiyah is loved after really B'Chlal Achila, but rather Shtiyah. Well, then how would I know B'Chlal Achila if that's not an example of it? Just to strengthen the question a little bit, not only maybe even begin to work towards an answer, although I have no answer, but the move about it makes an important methodological one, which is, not only does the Gemara choose Nizirut as the potential source, which the Rambam believes is a bona fide Shtiyah, but you know what the potential source was? The rejected source beforehand was? Meister Shani, which coincidentally also has a Shir of Shtiyah, which is the exception. So it's almost surprising that these two examples of Shtiyah Bechlal Achila are the ones where the Shir is still Shtiyah, but not Achila. That's how Rabbi Salvation leads, and therefore we've dealt with the Rambam. Oh, hang on. One more piece. I'll get to it in a second. One more piece of the Rambam, which I think is also very nice. Before I get to the last little piece on the edge, I wonder, I'm going to throw out something. Some of you guys like it. I don't know if it's true. Just thought of it right now. Maybe you could suggest the following. Maybe Shtiyah Bechlal Achila keeps its characteristics as Shtiyah on some level, for example, the Shtiyah of Reviyah. I'm not sure if it works. I'll throw it out, just how much you think. It could be things like Dam, Chamit, and Chumu, which have a Shir Kedayis. They're not Shtiyah Bechlal Achila, they're only Achila.
Why is that?
It just happens to be the way you In other words, it's achila mash, 100% achila mash.
Why don't you have one?
Say, what? They have the din of achila, but they keep their status as shtia, while the other people already lose their own title. They get overwhelmed by achila. In other words, adam and truma, drinking truma, drinking chametz would all be ka'ulas of achila. Well, that would explain to me why Dam, Chamesh, and Truma have a Shira of Kedayis, because they're Maisim of Achila, while Naziris and Maisim Sheni are Maisim of Shtia, yet you can learn out the principle of Shtia Bechal Achila from this.
So why don't you learn that?
I don't know. In any event, my salvation gets one last piece. I'm not sure what it was, but I don't know if I like it. Salvation gets one last piece. The Rabbi, I don't know if it's Shruit. As a person makes a shavua not to drink, how much do they need to drink in order to violate that shavua? Says the Rambam. Rekav from the Rambam in shavua dalad by nishma shavua yishta hayom harisem mutu lechol. She'en achilu b'chol shviyav a kabo yishta v'yehem chayav. Nearly, says Rabbi, it seems to me, I think, I'm suggesting, I'm saying a chiddush. Sheinu chayav ashish to revius kashari tzuris. How much do you have to drink? A revius. My salvation says, what is the question of nearly? The Rambam thought the Rambam was saying the following chiddush. This is an unbelievable chiddush, the Rambam. Salvation thought, this is cool. I don't know if it's true, but it's definitely cool. Salvation thought, a person makes a shavua not to drink. What's this year? First, makes a shavua not to eat. How much does he need to drink in order to violate? Exactly. So Salvation thought that may be the case. In other words, the Torah says, keep your shavua. When you articulate the shavua of achila, becomes achila. When you think the shavua of shtia, becomes shtia. The shear of shtia, when it's bechlal achila, is a kedai. When it remains the Torah shtia, it's a rabbi. Salvation, if that's true, maybe that's the means of nearly. You think it's like a fish, you think it's subject to debate, why is it subject to debate? It's a mission thought, because there's a difference between achila and shtia. That's questionable, and that's maybe what the Rambam meant over here. In any event, in terms of solving all the problems, the Rambam is very good. In terms of this lush, it's not bad either. The major problem is how he reads the Gemara of Reish Lakish, which is shtia b'chlal achila. Second. And therefore, just to review. A fourth potential nafka mina to our question of how, when we say shtia b'chlal achila, is that parallel to ulos, so just known to that, or anywhere between. The Rambam believes somewhere between, sometimes like category A, sometimes like category B. That's the fourth nafka mina. And we pointed out, the Rambam system is determined based upon whether or not the Torah asked it, the Torah shtia, or the Torah achila. If it's mamash shtia, the shir of the mamash achila, the shir of kizai. And so they just said, if that's the case, it explains the lesson of nearly as well. That makes a person make a shavua. On shtia, there's a different shtia than a shavua on achila. And so they just said, if that's true, I have a problem, which is, how can Reish Lakish learn it out from the Sheikhar learn it out from Nazir? And I added on. And furthermore, they learn how to achila by learning it out from my Sheini, and so they just left out the Sarafim. I threw out an interesting possibility. Maybe those are the only two where there really is shtia b'chlal achila. And the other ones are achila mamish.
What's
I wonder if there are any words in the Rambam that would indicate one way or the other. You understand? Does the Rambam use the phrase Shtir B'chol Achila anywhere?
Okay,
that could be referring to that. Where does he use the phrase Shtir B'chol Achila?
He doesn't
use it, right? Right, that's by Shkago, that's by Yom Kippur. Saying in these other Rambams, does he use it? One place, he's, in other words, in Shavuot, he says, Achil is not Bechlal Shtia, which would indicate maybe that Shavuot, that like, Shavuot is Bechlal Achila, okay? Is that good? Anyhow, that little theory I threw out, it would also help out a little bit with Tamar and Kulin. Right? Okay. So, in any event, what we did today is so far three things. We fixed up the Gemara and Brachos from yesterday. We saw the that we reviewed the Nafka Mina of Tochid Achil Fas Tochid Shtia Tzviyas. Then we saw the Nafka Mina of the Prima Gadim, the Mechamet Moshe, something like that, and Ellie Walcott. Then we began to discuss the Shita of Rambam, the Service Salvation, take on that. Yeah, one, two, and then we're going to be thinking about Baitre. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about
Shtia.
He said that Shtia, like, Achila, but he was not like Shtia. Shtia is? Shtia is like Shtia, but Achila, but he was not like Shtia. Why is that the case? And the Gemara says that, especially, you know, in the halakha, if a person says, I'm going to eat, that means they're going to go eat and drink. If a person says, I'm going to get a drink, it means he's going to drink only. If I invite you out for a drink, you expect to get a burger? If I invite you out for a burger, you expect to get a Coke on the side? I mean, that's just the way people talk. That's for sure, that's okay. Yeah?
I think the most question
the cash the Rav asked on his own shot in the Rambam is that, according to his shot, the way he read the Rambam believed that Meister Shani and Nizirus are Shtia Mamish and not Shtir B'chol Achila. Okay, so Max, you want to know what? You're right. Max is shading. In other words,
I mean, so the
point is that if how could you learn out from Max is shading, let's just say, Max is shading. Yeah, I maybe you're right. The Rav man, I'm not sure how the Rav man is the Kasha himself. I'm just looking it up again. How do you answer it?
We don't learn
that. What's that again? Yeah, you're right. Maitre Shani. Sorry, I said Nizirus, but you're right. Maitre Shani. I apologize. Correct. The Kasha answer Maitre Shani that we learn now Shtia is B'chlal Achila, yet by Maitre Shani itself, it's not B'chlal Achila, it's Shtia Gomor, the Torah Shtia. He learns that Nazir was the second. Now, Aaron corrects, you're right. When the Rav asked the question on himself, what was from Sheikha or Sheikha from Nazir? Correct. It was from Meister Shani. I apologize, I'm slipping the tongue. But the cash was from Meister Shani. And, what's it called? But it's also interesting that Nazir as well has that Shir of Shtia, which is also used for the Gzeirah Shavah. But again, that may somehow be indicative of that, somehow different. But again, it'd be difficult to use the Rav's theory in the Rambam when you know this Gemara. Again, I'm not sure the Rambam is the cash on the Rambam, I'm not sure it's the cash on the Rav, I'm not sure the cash is not, but it's whole mahal is the problem. Okay, good. Mike, let's get the Gemara Baita. Let's continue with the Gemara and I am in trouble. We'll skip this a little bit about God, then we're going to skip what's up in Rechitza B'Sicha. The last one online is Rechitza. So, do you want to read the Gemara? Minala. Minala Tikre Inoy, sorry. Rechitza B'Sicha Minala Tikre Inoy. How do you know that what? Yeah, hang on one second. Now, this right away, two interesting points to make in this Gemara. What's the first one? Anyway. Okay, number one is there seems to be a linkage between Rechitza and Sicha. The Gemara says Rechitza and Sicha Minolan. I would have just said Rechitza Minolan, Sicha Minolan, as they're two different things. Point number one, what's the relationship between Rechitza and Sicha? And already you can begin to anticipate, should there be halachas that are going to carry over from one to the next? Are they totally independent just by chance the Gemara asks it together? Because the drushes come from the same type of source, we'll have to see what the source is. But it's already interesting that the Gemara right away says, Mechitza v'sich minala. That's point number one. So minala v'ikra inoy. Number one. Number two is, how significant is it that they're called inoy or not? And the answer is, depends upon all sorts of things. Meaning, is this drusha, is this the source that these guys are daraisa? If the source is the Gemara and Ayin Vav, the previous Gemara said the word Inoy comes up 5 times, includes all these things. How do I know that Rechitz and Sikha are called Inoy? Again, point number one, why are they together? Point number two is, how serious do I take this whole previous drasha along with this drasha? It's not an original point, it's just keeping in mind that there's a machlok says whether or not this is a real drasha or just an asnachta ba'ala, we should keep that in mind. Maybe I'll take that. In other words, the first point is the most important point, the connection of Mechitza and Sikha. The second one is just a point to keep in mind. How seriously do we take this drasha of Inoy and the whole drasha in Ayatma? Okay, let's continue, Sylvia. Right. What does it mean? I did not eat lechem chamudos. I did not drink or put into my mouth, rather, I should say. Okay, continue. My last time we're looking at it. What does it come? What does it mean? Nahama dechiti dekaisa loach. What did he not eat? Yeah, good quality bread. Continue. Right, how do you know that Sikha is considered Inuit? All I know is that the question is yeah. Just there. Right, in other words, Hashem said, Daniel, told Daniel what? Somehow it's included under the word kindness or something like that, and therefore you see that as an Inuit. What? I mean, the word Inuit is not written there? No. This is the part, it says the Sikha lo sakti, and these two psukim are both found with Daniel Perakir, they're probably the same context. And the first thing is, Al-Tira Daniel, Kimayom, Arishon, Ashon, Atatim, Lipachol, Lutakul, Lahatim, Lahitai, No, Tosnei, Hemel, Kacha, etc. So I think for the words, Lahitai, No, it's fasting, so fasting, I guess, is close enough to Inoy. One could have challenged this or picked it not to make the promise. And therefore, Eshkecha, and Sikha. What? I don't understand. I'm not sure. Again, one could ask, I don't see the word Inoy. I think it's a fair question. I think the answer is the best we have it is title is close enough, and that's probably the big part going on here. Anyone have a different way of reading that? That's what I assume. Okay, continue. Rechitza. Right, what does that mean over there?
Bringing water, the carbon, and oil to the wounds.
Correct. And therefore, you know that what?
We know that some are treating water.
So, how do you see Rechitza from this pasuk? In other words, just like what? Just like shemen on your body is us, or so too?
Water on your body.
So just like water inside your body is us, so too shemen, and so too shemen on your body is us as well.
Yeah,
What's the point worthwhile noting on this? That Mechor Shemen Anibadi should not be an example of Mechiti. The Gemara calls it Mechiti. It should be an example of Mechicha. Whoa, what? But the Gemara said Mechiti, you know what? Hang on. Let me make sure you got the question first clearly asked, and you can try to answer the second. The question is, the Gemara asks, how do I know Rechitz is an Inoy? And the Gemara seems to answer something about comparing Sicha to... But Tavo Kamai Bekir, but Kishemen Atz Mosav. Kishemen Atz Mosav means on your body, you think.
So
it says on your body, that's the door of sin. Uh-huh. And with Maya Bekirba, it's like Shemet Atmosav. Uh-huh. Okay, good. Good. And then for Rechisa, it's like, because Sikha the Nino itself is Sama, what? Rechisa is. So Rechisa is parallel to Sikha. That also solves what problem, I apologize, sorry, that solves what problem as well. Why Rechisa and Sikha are mentioned earlier on? And now again, the question is that just a technical way of learning it, or is it fundamentally, somehow, intrinsically, to this, a connection to us? Explore that a little bit more. Okay,
Ve'ema
Kishtia. Tumi the Shemen. Ma Shemen.
Ma Shemen.
Correct. What does that mean?
Just like there, talking about the limits. So here, the mind is talking about.
Correct. It's not right. So in other words, we're comparing the water on your body, not the water in your body. Yeah, like I said, that's what's up. Yeah. Okay, continue. Right, and therefore, what is this person? What do they want to learn that? How do you know that? What?
That
he's like comparing judges. Again, there's another guy who looks around the order. What did he say? It did not. Minayla Sikha, but there's a word. It's one word or words is worthwhile to point out there. That's true. Biyomat Kippur, exactly. This drush of Sikha Sikha, this is what I call Tarkula. Seemingly, yeah. Seemingly going to by Yom Kippur. Okay. Good. How do you know that Sikha is Yishtiyah? Hafal Pi Shein Rayel Zavr Zeich Lezavr. You have no source, but I do have a Zeich Lezavr. Continue. Shenem or what? Yeah, what does that mean? The same part that goes here, which teaches me?
Just
like water inside me, Zavr, so too. Shemen outside of me is Aser. And that would be the source for what? That Sikha is Kishtia. And therefore Aser on Yom Kippur. Continue. Right, so what's that last thing? Elam Ravashi, Rechitza, Migufay, to crush me, Alay. And what, so therefore, there are two different sources, two different ways, two different approaches, two different traditions of how to learn Sikha and Rechitza. Both deal with the Pasagav. Exactly. One learns out Rechitza from, they both learn out Rechitza from Sikha. One learns out Sikha from the Saklo Sakti. And it's Kapela from Rechitza to Sikha. The second one learns out Sikha from, similar to Shtia, the Sikha is Kishtia. And therefore, not only that, but even Rechitza as well. Hello, I'm Ravashi Rechitza in the group. The Grush Melee, sorry. Correct, I apologize. Again, let's review. The first sheet that learns out that Sikha from the Pasuk, Psachosasi, and learned that Rechitza from the comparison from Sicha to Rechitza. The second day I learned out Sicha is Keshtia and Rechitza is what?
By itself.
What pasuk? Psachosasi. It's interesting that Rechitza learned out from what pasuk? Psachosasi. However, what is the fundamental lechora, major difference between the two major differences between the first approach of how to learn things out versus the second approach? What are the two differences? Which one? I found out that way. You know what you want to say, Ariel? Okay, that's definitely true. Zecher or not Zecher. Okay, that's true. But what are the, in other words, in terms of developing conceptual ideas, what are the two major differences between the first way of learning versus the second way of learning? Correct. The first day seems to believe that Rechitza and Sicha are very much connected. And the second one seems to believe that Rechitza is Gufa Dekra. Although it comes from the words Vesachlosachi, which is somewhat surprising, Sicha and Rechitza have totally different makoros. Mash'enkin, the first day, where Sicha is an Eno and Rechitza is just similar to Sicha. One difference, again, is going to be, is Sicha similar to Rechitza or not? What's the second potential difference? Yeah? Maybe. Why'd you say, hold on to why you said that? Oh, Zechel W. Mensch? Okay, I hear. I'm not sure. Maybe. It's worthwhile to think about that point. Zechel W. I have something else, which is? How similar Sicha is to Shtia. According to the second day, there's this Mahalach of Sicha to Shtia, while according to the first Mahalach, there is Sicha is not necessarily Kishtiya. That's almost, you know, the first day I believe Sicha is more similar to Rechitza, the second day is more similar to Shtiya. The truth is, it doesn't have to be similar to anyone, but I do kind of see that. In other words, on one hand, what's the similarity between Sicha and Rechitza that the first day seems to draw? What's that similarity? They're both put on the outside of your body. What's the similarity from Sicha to Shtiya, maybe? I think they penetrate inward. That's the point. I guess we'll have to figure out exactly what Sicha is about. What is Sicha in terms of which way I would relate it? You know, would I relate it more to Rechitza, more to Shtiya? And I guess we'll discuss that hopefully a little bit tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow we'll discuss properly Rechitza and Sicha, trying to analyze each of them a little bit to figure out exactly what's going on. In 1 second. How much time do I have left? A little bit of time. Let's read a Rashi and a Rebbe Chanan. Take a look at Rashi. Amar Rav Ashi, Rechitza Gufei Dekra. So you're doing great. Keep reading the Rashi. Amar Rav Ashi, Rechitza Gufei Dekra. Yeah, according to Rashi, what's going on here? The second, again, this is the second day of the Gemara. What's going on? I'm sorry, El Rashi, Rechitza Megufa Dekra. This is the first day, this is the second day, right? Second day, I was right, yeah. We learned Megufa Dekra to Daniel, it's the Daniel. The Gabi Sicha, Nafkala, Miriboy. Where is Sicha learned out? Sicha learned out from a Riboy. The Lishna Vistok Lo Sachti. What's Rashi? What's Rashi saying here? Let's get one at a time. What's Rashi? Hang on, dope.
What do you mean?
Gabi, Sicha not to let me read, boy. Sicha doesn't have a reboy. What's the reboy? Sorry, you're right. Sorry. The Gabi Sicha Nafkalan Mi Reboy. What's that? The Gabi Sicha Nafkalan Mi Reboy. The Lishna Vesoch Lo Safti. The Matzal Mechta Velo Safti. What's your Sorry, correct. I'm sorry. I apologize. Good. Rechitza is learned out from, Rechitza is what? Learned out from the word, the extra Sicha, Vesach Lo Safti, could have just said, What? Lo sabti, an extra soap, lo soap, whatever that is, teaches me rechita. Take a look at how the Rebbeinu Chananel says it. Let's have somebody read the Rebbeinu Chananel. Let's someone else read. Who wants to read the Rebbeinu Chananel? Alright, okay. Rechita v'sicha minalan, dik rehino, go ahead. Good. Okay, the Ksiv. Shuchi, the Bein Sich Hashem and Echad, Bein Sich Hashem and Echad, Zeb, Echad, Zeb, Lo Sachti. How does, what's the Bein Chanal doing over here? Is it the same as Rashi, different? What's the Bein Chanal doing? Kol sticha bein sichas mayim shehi rechita bein sichas shemet. Either one. What's he doing over here? What's going on? Yeah, according to Ben Chanano, even the second day of the Gemara seems to be doing what? Linking rechita to sicha. Not the way that Rashi learned that rechita is an extra. In other words, how do I learn how rechita from an independent pasuk since it's a sakhlo sakhlo, this extra word, he make a riboy to teach us rechita? How does the Rebbeinu Chananel learn it? Sakhlo sakhli. Okay, hang on. Just one second. Tell me if I'm doing something wrong here. The Rebbeinu Chananel learns out the sakhlo sakhli. What's the extra? Not just an extra word, is that? There are two forms of sicha. One is classic sicha, and two is sicha of rechita.
What?
It's definitely true, Aaron, you're right, that the pasuk says the sachlo sachti, and we're learning out rechita from it. However, why not learn out the sicha from it? According to the second day, you learn out the sachlo sachti? What do you think the second day is teaching?
That
what?
Second day
is
saying where you're from. You
according to the second day, where's Sichah Moshav from?
In
other words, oh, a second. Then what's the Sichah teaching me? That's a different thing. Not that Sichah Nira, but it's different than Sichah Kishtiyah. Meaning, no, is the Sichah Kishtiyah, is that the source of Sichah? Or that's not the source of Sichah. The source of Sichah is the Sakhlo Sakhti. That's just a separate thing of Sichah Kishtiyah. My folks were actually made a canal, right?
I don't know.
That's why I answered the second drasha. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. Let me just repeat it. The second day of... From the... What does the second do with the... What does the second day do with the pasuk of the sakhlo sakhti? According to the Rebbeinu Chananel, I think he learns that both things. What does he do with Sicha Kishtia? I don't know, maybe that's a separate halacha of Sicha Kishtia. Why have you mentioned that? I assume because it's part of this entire long brisa, or... I'm not sure, according to Menachem Mendel, I'm not sure why we brought the Sicha Kishtia thing if the Sach Lo Sachti is really the source of both Sicha and Rechita.
She doesn't prevent all those
questions.
Maybe.
The reason we brought Sicha Kishtia was to reject the
To reject what?
You reject that it's all talking
about Rechita. In other words, Rechita is not from there, because that teaches a Sicha Kishtia. Yeah. That's a separate thing. And both things to learn, I learned out from Besach Lo Sachti. That's, I think, the Rechita learned from Gemara. Good. And according to Rashi, I think Sicha, the reason why we bring out Besach Lo, I'm sorry, the drush of Sicha Kishtia is to teach us the source for Sicha. And Rechita is learned out from Besach Lo Sachti. Or again, just to summarize, this is how I think I have it. I apologize for the confusing way to get there, but here's the way I would say the second day, you know, the Ibcha, the Tanan Ibcha. According to Rashi, Besach Lo Sach, he teaches me only Rechita. Sicha is learned out, Sicha Kishtia. According to the Rebbeinu Chananel, Sicha Kishtia is only parenthetically mentioned. It's only to reject that Rechita is learned out from the original Pasuk. Of Mayim Bekirvi, whatever it is, and both Sicha and Rechita are learned out from the second pasuk.
I don't know.
So that's a, before we get to understanding why conceptual differences, let's just in terms of stages of learning, first want to figure out what is the Gemara saying? What are the facts on the ground? What exists? Number one. Number two is, okay, if there's different approaches, whether it's Machlok in 2 days in the Gemara or Machlok in Rashi Minachrano, what are the conceptual differences? We'll get to. I just want to make sure I have the facts on the ground correct. I think according to Rashi, the second Deya learns from the Pasuk Vesach Vesach is the only Rechita.
Only
Rechita. And Sicha comes from Sicha Kishtia. I thought from... And I think for Menu Chananel, both Sicha and Rechita are learned out from the Sach Lo Sachti. Hang on. Raise your hand if you don't. Raise your hand if you didn't understand what I just said.
Just
Ellie, why not?
I'm seeing how it comes out and we're actually worried.
Okay, let's do that. So Rashi, I got it from Ella Amar Ravashi, but I thought maybe let's take a look at two Rashi, because I'm looking at the previous Rashi, it'd be helpful also. Shehi Kishtia. Okay, Ellie Reed. How do I know Sicha is Shehi Kishtia? Again, let's clarify. Here's the unclarity right here. Amra Vashi, Rechita Megufa Dekarat Daniel. Gabe Sicha, that word Sicha, is that referring to the Malacha of Sicha or the word in the Pasuk? You with me? One second. The Gabe Sicha. That word, the Gabe Sicha, that word Sicha. The Daniel, comma. The Gabe Sicha, that word Sicha. Right. Good. The Daniel Gabe Sicha, Daniel uses the word Sicha. It's not referring to the Malacha, the Inu of Sicha, it's referring to the Pasuk, the word of Sicha. Naftalon mi Riboy. That word Sicha is extra, therefore we can learn out of Riboy. The Lishna of the Sokho Sachting, because it says the Sokho Sachting. The Mati Lichtav, the Lo Sachting. The Sokho Sachting sounds like it's an extra Lushan, and because of that extra Lushan, you have an extra word. The extra word is the word Sicha, and what do you learn out from there? Rechita. According to Rashi, do you learn out Sicha from there? I don't think so. What? That's the Gemara says that. I mean, in other words, the Gemara says Sicha is Kishtia.
If the word Sicha meant the Sicha in the Pasuk, it would say not the one Rivoya, the listener, it says not go on me or you can, which would seem to me that at minimum, you know, you learn out from being inclusive.
No, I don't think so. Not for Lemmy Ribui. We learn it out from a Ribui, the Lishna, because it says it's so close to Aksi. I don't think that's correct. I think it's Rashi put the way I read it. But what do you want, Aaron? Which? Hold on. Which Tosi? Talking about the one on Ayin Zayin. We'll get. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. The bottom Tosi on Ayin. Maybe the bottom Tosi on Ayin Zayin. Okay. So we'll have to figure out exactly. You want to know what? Let's take a look at Tosi. Here comes day number three. Get out. Read the Tosi. Minayin Esicha Shikashdiya. Go ahead. It really, yeah, okay. I ain't time at Alice. The bottom post is actually belongs to the page before. Go ahead. Again, this is all within day number two, right? Why do you think this is the second day? Post is speaking on the second day of the Gemara. And he said, what's his question? Why do you need out? Why do you post the Sukhlo Sakhi as well as Kamai and Bakir Bell? Why do we learn from the Sikha? The question is, Tosis's initial read was the Sachlo Sachti was the source of Sicha and Rechitza, which is like the Rebbeinu Chananel. And now comes the answer, Venera. Venera, Lee, go ahead. Right. The sieve for his time off. Good. Good. And therefore, according to Tosfos, how do you learn out Sicha from both Pesukim? One Pesuk teaches me that, in other words, you need both the Sachlo Sachti as well as the other Pesuk, Mayim Bekirbo. What do you need them for? Because if you would only learn out from Mayim Bekirbo, you would think what? You would think it's only Sicha Shol Tainik, which is Pesuk, but Sicha, which is Eina Shol Tainik. But nearly the interest, the Elok Sif Ella High Cross is a Tavo Kemayimik here. While Hainu Osma Field Sicha Shaina Shol Tainik is Shia. You would utter all Sicha. And therefore, the second Pasuk teaches us that what type of Sicha is utter? Only Sicha Shel. Sicha Shaltanu.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. And that's when the Pasuk in Daniel teach me that it's not Mamish Kishtiya, but rather what? No? That it's only us at the Shaltanu. And if you have only had the Pasuk in Daniel, then what? Right. Lo hava asmin and sicha de kama yam shaltar shayim ma'anim isar navshal. V'lo garmini mehach dil mechad nisharin yunim. In other words, once you need both. One to teach us the source and one is the limiting. What's the actual source? What source? What's the source to the pasuk? What? The real source is the Sachlo Sachti. However, the pasuk of Daniel limits it to the only Sicha Shel Tanik. Exactly how that leads into the Gemara could be more difficult in terms of like seeing that word for word and line by line. We'll have to do that as well. But Lechora, there are three independent, I think three sources, three ways how to read the second day over here. And I guess the question is, what's the Sfar for the first day? What's the Sfar for the second three approaches in the second day? And one second. And what are the different ways of learning out Rechicha and Sicha, as well as what would be the halachic differences based upon the conceptual model that are built?